Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation eased slightly in April to an 8.3 annual rate, declining for the first time in 8 months as energy prices moderated. The Consumer Price Index adding that if food and energy prices are removed, the CPI jumped 6.2%. That's slightly higher than expectations. The Fed Reserve is aiming to fight inflation through interest rate hikes. Just last week, the target range for the federal funds rate was raised by 50 basis points. Senate Democrats are lining up a vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. Schumer saying he's also okay with protesters breaking the law and protesting outside judges' homes. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is pointing fingers at the White House for skyrocketing gas prices. He accuses President Biden of using Putin's war on Ukraine as a scapegoat for his own shortcomings.
But high gas prices and inflation are not the result of the war in Ukraine. High gas prices are the result of the war on energy.
Speaking at Rice University in Houston, Pence saying that if the Biden administration really wants to help out at the pump, they should get out of the way and stop restricting the oil and gas industry. Republican Senator Josh Hawley is introducing new copyright bills. The Missouri Republican proposing a bill on Tuesday that would limit copyright protections to 56 years, and it would apply retroactively. That means companies like Disney would immediately lose its copyright for Mickey Mouse and other characters created decades ago. Disney has not commented on the proposed legislation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The White House is defending pro-abortion protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, saying they're peaceful, after the home addresses of several conservative justices were leaked online. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the protests are illegal and only meant to sway the decision.
Now, people say peacefully assembled. That's not true. The message behind showing up at someone's house is, we know where you live. We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here, 99 of us are going to go home, and you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
A state is letting voters decide on term limits.
Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Boston Celtics getting ready to host the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5 of the NBA playoffs tonight. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. In fact, you know, check it out. All these great interviews, these great experts that we have, like the one coming up, you can find at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. It is there for you and, you know, for you to download. And the podcast, like I said, is absolutely, absolutely free. You know, hey, look, it's our gift to you because we are givers. After all, and you know, we're happy to pass that on to you. So check it out. Enjoy these, like I said, these great guests. Their intellectual perspective. It's not about 8 second sound bites here. We want to make sure that we bless you with all that we know to be the truth. You know, the information that we have right now. And so anyway, just. So that you are aware, and it is there, like I said, absolutely free to you. We're standing by for Court Kirkwood, who is a longtime contributor to the New American. He's a former newspaper editor. You know, a stellar career. I mean, he's been writing about American politics and culture for 35 years. His articles have appeared in Crisis, The Remnant Chronicles, National Review, New American, and elsewhere. He was editor of the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, Virginia for 18 years and author of Real Men, 10 Courageous Americans to Know and Admire. And the topic we're going to tackle today is the flip-flopping of our president. You know, Joe Biden, you know, believe it or not, was pro-life. And a lot of Democrats were pro-life until they weren't. And, of course, then they codified it in their own platform by no longer being pro-life but being pro-abortion. That is a fact. And along with that, of course, it soon followed that they would be anti-God. And they took God, if you remember, which was really weird. And I still remember during that convention when they voted on eliminating God from their platform. It was incredible. Anthony Villaraigosa, Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor of Los Angeles, led that parade, if you'll recall. And Court Kirkwood joins us now. Court, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Do you remember that scene when Antonio Villaraigosa was leading the convention and trying to get people to vote on whether or not God should be a part of their of the Democratic platform? Do you remember that?
No, I don't, but go ahead.
Well, it was just a scene. I mean, I just couldn't, I couldn't believe it. I'm going, wait a minute. They are actually, the Democratic Party is actually voting God out of the Democratic platform. I mean, but for God, how do you think America would have started? I mean, America was an answer to prayer, you know, by the pilgrims to have a place to where they could honor and pray to God without government intervention. And God answered their prayer. And, of course, every step of the way, when you look at what America did for the West and how it saved the West,
clearly, as even our first president, George Washington, admitted and declared, actually it was more of a declaration than an admission, a declaration that stated that but for divine providence, the American dream would have never happened.
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just, just going back a little bit in terms of the history of our country that, you know, we say it's a Judeo-Christian based on Judeo-Christian principles. And it's logical. When you look at the Constitution and you consider the tenets of the Constitution, where do you get that from? You know, I don't pick it up from any religion. I certainly don't pick it up from socialists. Could you imagine if the socialists were writing up, a Constitution for the United States of America today? They kind of been trying to do that. But, could you imagine what it would look like? It wouldn't be a government of, for, by, we, the people, just to start off with, right?
Well, correct. I mean, it's the I guess the issue at hand, though, is Biden's shift on something of a shift on
life.
You know,
yeah.
He didn't like Roe v. Wade when it was first decided back in 1973. He didn't like it. As a matter of fact, he said, I don't like the Supreme Court decision on abortion. I think it went too far. I don't think that a woman has the sole right to say what should happen to her body. Like all Democrats, he changed.
Mm-hmm. But let's rewind here for let's go back for just a moment, though. Why wasn't there more outrage from the legislative branch of government seeing that they were being preempted by the Supreme Court with this decision? Because basically what they were doing and what they did was create law out of whole cloth.
Well, the Supreme Court's been doing that since the 1920s. That's probably one reason there was no outrage. Legislators, in a sense, the Supreme Court helps these legislators out, because once the Supreme Court decides, then they don't have to deal with the issue anymore. It's an out for them not to have to make these difficult decisions in a state legislature or a Congress or the House, depending on what court is deciding things. So in a way, the court provides these legislators an escape hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This isn't my fault. I didn't legalize abortion. I didn't ban abortion. The Supreme Court did it. And this is one of the complaints, even by liberal jurists and or liberal, even people who were pro-abortion, lawyers who were pro-abortion did not like Roe v. Wade, because it did take these decisions out of the hands of his legislatures and simply imposed one uniform law all across the country.
Exactly.
But they all switched.
Ted
Kennedy used to be, Ted Kennedy was a... wrote a very eloquent letter defending the right to life. And then he got religion, too. A lot of people don't know that Ted Kennedy.
He actually got anti-religion. He didn't get religion. It was maybe a religion of a different form, I guess you might say.
Right. And it's an amazing... it's an amazing letter. It's actually quite beautiful. Have you ever read it or seen it? But it's quite remarkable. This letter he wrote, he answered someone who wrote him a letter and said, what is this position you have? And he was very adamant. He said, this fellow who wrote, he said, I appreciate your letter containing your views on abortion. There are many moral and legal aspects arising from this complex issue, which is gaining the acceptance of large numbers of women faced with unwanted pregnancies, while disturbing the consciences of a great many Americans. Opponents maintain that abortion is wrong from every theological, moral, and medical aspect. Proponents are firmly convinced that the woman alone has the right to decide. While the deep concern of a woman bearing an unwanted child merits consideration and sympathy, it is my personal feeling that the legalization of abortion on demand is not in accordance with the value which our civilization places on human life. Wanted or unwanted, I believe that human life, even in its earlier stages, has certain rights which must be recognized: the right to be born, the right to love, and the right to grow old. And that was Ted Kennedy in 1971.
Wow. We're going to leave you to ponder that for just a moment as we go to quick break. We've got more from R. Court Kirkwood after this. So we're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, talking about those things that, people don't want to talk about. And then they wonder why we've murdered 63 million babies plus, because we're not even talking babies that have been, you know, that have met their faith by abortifacients, right? That number doesn't even come into play. In the whole idea of Roe v. Wade, which Bernard Nathanson admitted was all based on a big lie, you know, coat hanger abortions that were exaggerated, you know, this idea that it was going to be, you know, very rare and very safe. Well, not rare, not so safe, as we know, since 1973, all of these experiences that have come down, and women are realizing that they lied. The doctors lied. Planned Parenthood lied to women. It wasn't something inconsequential and meaningless. Women have been committing suicide as a result of the abortions that they have experienced. Because, you know, Court, we were just talking about this last night with friends, is that there is something about sin and the way we are wired. And I understand people, you know, man, I don't want to even acknowledge God. I don't want to, it's too heavy for me to deal with. But it still wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning when you know that you have not done right and you know that you have committed a sin, whatever you want to call it, whatever offense, and that it's not right. We're wired to have that in us. And you have to, as Paul referred to it, is you have to sear your conscience to the point that you become numb to your own sin. And if you're numb to your own sin, heaven help you. But for those who have some conscience remaining, they realize what they have done is dreadful. And more women, and in including a increasing number of men, are going, oh my God, I've killed my child. I've participated in the greatest Holocaust in the history of man. Can God forgive me? And I will say this, short answer, yes, God can forgive you. But the long answer is we've got to get through this. We've got to get through this together. And we can't do it through a government. We cannot do it through Joe Biden or the Democratic Party. We have to do it through the one who created us all, the master, the true master of the universe, God Almighty.
Well, I think what we have to realize here, we have to look at this in two ways. One, as gratified as I am that the Supreme Court is apparently, or we expect to overturn Roe v. Wade and turn us back to state legislatures, because the key thing about our understanding about this decision is not going to outlaw abortion.
Right.
But beside that, I think one of the things we do have to come to terms with, and I know this just from conversations I had with some fellows the other day, abortion will never be outlawed in this country, ever. Mm. And there's a practical political reason for that. You've had 63 million abortions, as you have just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just assume that only 45 million of those women had just one. Okay, if you take that 45 million, those women had parents, aunts, uncles, and the father of the child. So that means you have well over 100 million people in this country that at some point have been connected to or affected by an abortion.
Exactly.
So you're not going to outlaw this. It is not going to happen. It can't. Mm-hmm. It's just political. It's just not in the cards. The only way this will ever be outlawed is through a major religious revival where people decide this is mm-hmm. wrong, just like mm-hmm. they've decided other things are wrong. But I don't see any. There may be state legislatures that outlaw certain states, but in terms of there being some national consensus where abortion is going to be outlawed everywhere in the United States and all U.S. territories, not going to happen.
Right. No,
California.
And
not going to happen in New York. It's not going to happen in other places. These blue states where there's tens of millions of people.
Mm-hmm. The only way that's exactly fair, though unfair for the child, but fair, you know, because here we are, according to Rick Grinnell, the U.S. is only we're one of only seven countries that allow elective abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The other six countries, listen to this, this is the company that the United States keeps with: North Korea, China, Vietnam, Canada, Singapore, and the Netherlands. I mean, so yeah, obviously, exactly.
I mean,
obviously these. Yeah.
It's harder to get an abortion in Europe than it is in the United States.
Well,
in terms of these types of restrictions. I mean, Bill Maher was pointing that out the other night. He said, geez, here are all the things I didn't know about abortion, that most hardcore pro-life demographic in the population is women. It's not men, it's women. And the abortion restrictions in Europe are much tighter than they are. I don't know. Let me restate that. The abortion restrictions in Europe are tighter than they are in the United States.
Exactly.
You're right about that. But I think one of the interesting. Right.
No, I was just going to say the thing is that you hear Janet Yellen trying to do some fuzzy math on this thing. Wait a minute, you've just annihilated a generation labor force. And last time I checked, we've got more jobs than people to fill these jobs, right? And when you talk about potential tax benefits, you've just eradicated 63 million taxpayers. And somehow you come up with math to say that it makes financial sense to promote abortion?
Well,
based on what evidence?
Well, you can't have a welfare state and not have any people paying taxes.
Just saying, to begin with.
If your demographics are declining and you're not at replacement level, eventually you're going to run out of money because you don't have anybody paying taxes. I mean, abortion is a self-defeating practice.
Yes.
It's civilizational suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's civilizational suicide. But you know, a lot of people on the left today that are pro-abortion used to be pro-life. Jesse Jackson used to call abortion genocide against blacks. Then he got religion on it. You know, the sisterhood got to him. But I think what's interesting.
Yeah, how do you defend that? How do you defend that, Court? I mean, 40% of the abortions are on black people. You know, Margaret Sanger was clear about her doctrine of what she was trying to do. She was trying to eradicate, you know, the chosen race. You know, we were going to protect the chosen race here and get rid of all the ne'er-do-wells. And that included blacks, Hispanics, anybody that they determined that was less than.
Well,
this is what the
eugenics movement was really big among the progressives in the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the progressives in the early 20th century favored eugenics. But I think one of the interesting things about Biden being Catholic is that, you know, the justification that these Catholic politicians use to be in favor of this is what Joe Biden said years ago when he was talking to Tom Brokaw. He said, look, I know when life begins for me, it's a personal and private issue. Well, listen to this. There is a debate in our church that's existed. And back in the Summa Theologica, when Thomas Aquinas wrote Summa Theologica, he said there was no, and then there was a pause. He said, well, life did not occur until 40 days after conception when there was quickening. Well, that's just false. I mean, the idea that the church ever approbated abortion is completely false. Christian teaching since the Didache has denounced and said abortion is always unacceptable. And so what these Catholics are doing, these supposedly educated Catholics, is they're confusing the debate of when life begins, which is not a debate, over human ensoulment.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean by that.
In other words,
the debate back in the 13th century was not over when life begins, which is what these Catholics try to say. The debate in the 13th century among theologians was, when is the human being, this growing human being, sufficiently developed to receive a soul? That's what they were debating. They were never debating this to say that it was okay to have an abortion.
Right, exactly. And that whole issue, I mean, that's a debate in terms of, you know, when a fetus has a soul. But again, you look to the Word of God, and I think, you know, what we fall back on, and it really disgusts me, I got to tell you, Court, when Joe Biden says that he doesn't know what his church teaches about, you know, about abortion. And as you heard me say, as a practicing Catholic, Joe Biden needs more practice.
God rest him.
Well, that's
you know,
course,
God bless him.
He knows who to teach us.
Exactly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation eased slightly in April to an 8.3 annual rate, declining for the first time in 8 months as energy prices moderated. The Consumer Price Index adding that if food and energy prices are removed, the CPI jumped 6.2%. That's slightly higher than expectations. The Fed Reserve is aiming to fight inflation through interest rate hikes. Just last week, the target range for the federal funds rate was raised by 50 basis points. Senate Democrats are lining up a vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. Schumer saying he's also okay with protesters breaking the law and protesting outside judges' homes. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, Alan Parker. Whoa. I'll tell you, what a background. Again, all fitting for what we're talking about this morning. Sometimes we just don't know we don't know. Well, Alan represented Norma McCorvey, formerly Roe of Roe versus Wade, and Sandra Cano, the Doe of Doe v. Bolton, in their efforts to overturn the two landmark cases that brought legalized abortion on demand to America. He was recently involved in two amicus curiae briefs, you know, filed by this Justice Foundation attorney, Alan Parker, and he's here to give us the background and to separate the truth from emotion. Because the serious consideration that has been before the Supreme Court, before women, before families across the country, deserves the truth. And Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Help us understand, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on the show. And the background in history is important. Roe is a 1973 decision, and it involved two cases, two women. The first was Norma McCorvey, who's better known as Roe of Roe v. Wade. And it also involved a woman from Georgia called Sandra Cano, who was known as Mary Doe of Doe v. Bolton. And Roe is talked about a lot. It created a trimester framework and a viability standard, but it basically struck down all of the laws banning or restricting abortion in all 50 states. the health exception in Doe v. Bolton because the court allowed some restrictions unless the health of the woman was involved. And that sounds very wonderful. We all want to protect women's health. But the court said health includes psychology. So if a woman says, I wouldn't be happy having a child, that is psychological well-being, and that's enough reason to get an abortion. We basically have abortion on demand up to the moment of birth. And by demand, if the woman finds a doctor who will do it, and there are doctors out there for the money will do it, they can have an abortion up to the moment of birth.
Alan, did they ever do any studies of women who said initially that they felt ill-prepared in handling, you know, childbirth or raising a child, and then afterwards regretting, you know, those feelings and were happy that they went ahead and delivered the child? Has there ever been any empirical evidence to support the one statement against the other?
Yes, there have been, and part of that is something called a turnaway study, and there are others of women who wanted an abortion, couldn't get it, so they kept their child. And then they found out that they were quite happy keeping the baby. We actually work with that a lot in the sense of one of the things the Justice Foundation does is prevent forced abortions. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that abortion hurts women, in addition to damaging them psychologically and emotionally with trauma, is that once you make abortion legal, it allows other people to force women to have an abortion to solve their problem. And the three most common examples will tell you adult parents forcing a minor girl to have an abortion, the father of the child forcing a woman to abort his child because he doesn't want to have a child, and the third is human trafficking and prostitution.
Yeah. So, how about excuse me, just a second, Alan. How about the abortionist? How about Planned Parenthood? I've heard stories, and I mean stories, not just one. I've heard several stories where women have said, "I don't want the abortion," and the procedure continued upon the insistence of Planned Parenthood.
That happens sadly with some regularity. There was a woman in Houston recently in the last year or two called me, and when she woke up, the doctor said, "Yes, I know you were telling me not to do it, but that was just the drugs talking." But the woman was devastated, and it was her will that was violated by that abortionist.
And so what's the recourse in that particular case?
Well, it's very difficult right now to bring litigation against abortionists because it's a constitutional right. I told the New York Times once, it's like the early stages of tobacco litigation. All the doctors smoked, all the culture smoked. When you bring a lawsuit and you end up with a dead baby, well, the juries say something like, well, you went in there to get a dead baby. That's what you got. You know, don't blame the doctor. So it's difficult today, even though Roe v. Wade said it was supposed to be the tort system that kept things clean, and it doesn't.
Right.
Let me go back.
I want you to go back just a minute here. Because the other thing I just want to follow up on is that if a woman is in an intimate situation with someone and she says no, takes them to court, the perpetrator is arrested, you know, for sexual abuse, and just based on her statement that she said no, but yet when it comes to abortion, that doesn't matter. I'm just
right.
You know the clear difference here. Okay,
I called. We got a situation like that from a lady in Atlanta, and I called one of the most prominent medical malpractice lawyers in Atlanta to try to get her a lawyer and help her find one who would take the case. And he said, "No, I'm a Democrat. I am for abortion, and I'm sorry for your client that she got hurt, but I would never take a case like that." So it's very difficult to find lawyers who will take on the abortion industry.
It's amazing. But I guess if she was gay and didn't get a cake she wanted, she could sue all over the place and find attorneys to defend her case, right? I mean, are we in an upside-down world here, Alan, or what?
We are, and the deceptive-sounding lies have blinded a lot of women. It wasn't until Norma McCorvey, the Roe v. Wade herself, worked in an abortion clinic that she changed her mind about abortion. And this testimony that I'm about to tell you is in writing, sworn to by her, and we gave it to the Supreme Court. It's on our website, thejusticefoundation.org. Mm-hmm. So Norma was...
And by the way, Norma's since has passed, just so the audience is tracking with us, right?
Yes, yes.
She's no longer with us. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so she never had an abortion because the baby was born in 9 months, but it took 3 years to get to the Supreme Court. So she never experienced for herself the horror of taking a human life. But I will say in later life, she every year around them, well, first she worked in the abortion clinics. She saw the callous disregard for women and the over-repeated use. She just thought, well, in a rare, hard circumstance like her life, you ought to get an abortion. But women were just coming in and using it like contraception.
Yeah, birth control.
That began to bother her conscience. And in about 1994, one of the sidewalk counselors protesting against it had a little girl, and Norma always loved children, even though she never was able to keep her own children. And they invited her to church. She heard John 3:16, and she gave her life to the Lord, ran down to the altar, and got baptized in a public swimming in a swimming pool on ABC News in 1995. So what her conscience had began to bother her, she heard the patter of little feet in the abortionist, in the abortion clinic. She heard flowers crying in the front yard. But it wasn't until she heard the message, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that no one should perish that believes in him, she felt she could receive forgiveness. But every year around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, even though she knew she'd been forgiven, she felt the weight and the guilt of another million children killed because of her involvement in the case.
Goes back to what we said. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And Norma McCorvey, sadly, became a tool of this disaster, of this horrific delusion that was put upon women, upon our society. And here we are, offering our children on the altar of convenience. Stay with us. We've got more from Alan Parker on the other side of the break. A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you've got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God. And it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, that's a perfect lyric for this conversation because he is the one, God Almighty, who can heal all this and make the wrongs that we have committed. He can forgive us. And he is the only one that can do this. And I understand for some, you just think, how could God forgive me? And I understand we've all been there. We think that we are led to believe that what we've done is unforgivable. But this is a God who sent his one and only Son so that we would be free. He put it all on the line with his own Son as a sacrifice for our sins. So do you think he can't forgive you? Like I said, give him a try. What have you got to lose? And see what happens to your life, because there's no doubt that as Roe v. Wade and the potential reversal and all that's happening in the streets across America, there is confusion. But if you stay in the arena of confusion and you deal with the culture, you're going to stay confused. That's what got us here to begin with. We have got to escape the culture and we've got to run to God. That's where the truth is at. Right now we're talking with Alan Parker, and I'm so grateful that Alan has the time and to be able to come in. And because of his background, I mean, as we mentioned, he represented Norman McCorvey, who's formerly the Roe of Roe v. Wade, and Sandra Cano, who is the Mary Doe of Doe versus Bolton, in their efforts to overturn the two landmark cases that brought legalized abortion on demand to America. Alan, I want to pick up the story here in terms of, you know, Norma McCorvey. There was a movie, a documentary, I believe, several years later that kind of said Norma McCorvey really didn't seek Jesus, and that was all, you know, that was all a false narrative, right?
That's right. In my opinion, it definitely is. The documentary didn't come out until 3 years after she was dead, so she could not refute it herself. I spoke to her shortly before her death in 2017. She got COPD and had difficulty breathing, was in a nursing home. But she thanked me for helping her to try to reverse Roe v. Wade. We went to the Supreme Court. They declined to hear the case at that time. But they did not rule against Norma. They just declined to hear the case. Now they've taken the case. They're actually considering it. And she thanked me. And she said, by the way, I'm doing a pro-life documentary, she called it, with some people from England. That was the group that came out 3 years after her death. And they're paying me, you know. So they accused her of taking money for the other side, but they paid her. And I believe they just selectively edited things. But even in the video, there was a sign on her wall that says, Jesus is my boyfriend. Well, that was kind of Norma's theology. I love Jesus. He loves me. He's forgiven me. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just selective, like 60 Minutes used to do and has done in so many cases. So
exactly.
You can do anything if you've got 10 hours of tape or something and you then just come out with a short documentary. So I was with her for many, many years. I knew her personally. We prayed. And as I said in the last segment, every year on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, she felt guilty so badly that we were very worried for her every year because she felt responsible for the death of another million children. So she was not hiding it. It was real.
And that's consistent with other women. You know, I relate this all the time, Ellen. And I don't know why. I guess God has decided to bring me into the orbit of women who have had abortions. And the consistent thing that I hear from them, and my heart breaks with them when they tell me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. I'm interviewing a director of a movie who did Roe v. Wade. And we're having a conversation, and we happen to be doing it face-to-face. We're in Southern California at the time. And I'm looking at my notes. I'm really not paying attention to his face. Suddenly I look up. I notice that he's crying. You know, tears are coming down his face. And he says, Bill, my son would have been 21 today. And, you know, it just reminded me, because this was something that God had shown me, you know, years ago, that there was going to be an outcry from men. That men were going to realize their participation in this human holocaust that's taken place, that now is recording in excess of 63 million babies. And we're responsible as men. You know, the ones that would go into a fire, a raging fire, to save our families and save our kids, we're the ones that stopped at the door of Planned Parenthood and didn't go in and save our wives or our girlfriends, much less our children, sadly. And this is just another one of those stories in the naked city, as they say, Alan Parker. And this is what has created this groundswell, this organic movement that has happened. It's all based on experience, based on testimony, real life stories of women and their children that are no more. You know, we read in the Bible the cry of Hannah, because her children were no more. Of course, referring to the execution of children around the birth of Jesus, when Herod sent out the edict that he wanted all children 2 years and younger to be destroyed, to be killed, to be murdered. And here we are, this cry of Hannah, not only from women, but what I'm hearing more so is from men as well. This is what's happening in our culture, Ellen. And I know for you, you have your stories of what you've heard from women, right?
Thank you, then. Everything I know about abortion came from women who had abortions and from Sandra and Norma, the Roe of Roe v. Doe. So what I know, we represent 2,249 women in the Dobbs, Mississippi case. And these women actually had abortions, and they tell the court, please stop killing children. When we killed our own children, we felt like murderers. We had suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation, and suicidal attempts. And we had depression, anxiety, substance abuse. We felt so worthless, we allowed men to abuse us. We got on a downward pattern. And the British Journal of Psychiatry and other many articles document the pain to women. So we know it's killing a child. We know it hurts women. And today, there is no reason for any woman, any in America, to be worried if Roe is reversed, because every every child has a safe haven law. If a woman cannot care for a child, or if she does not want to parent a child, and that's the basic reason women get abortions, they don't say, oh, I want to go get a child and kill it. No, they say, I can't do this. Well, every state under the safe haven law allows a woman to drop the baby off at a hospital or fire station within the designated time after birth at no cost. It's totally free, unlike abortion. So it's equally available to the rich and the poor. You don't need to travel to another state. And if you're poor, every one of the 50 states will pay your medical bills, prenatal, and delivery if you're low income. So let's stop the killing of the child. Let's stop hurting women. Let's have mercy for the mother. Please give us your child. And lastly, what will happen to those children? There are 1 to 2 million families every year waiting to adopt newborn children. So it's the love, love, love solution. And we can, just like we ended slavery, just like we ended segregation, and Justice Alito said abortion is as bad as segregation. And the abortion, the segregation has said segregation forever. On the day of oral argument in front of the Supreme Court, I was there, the abortion crowd was shouting, abortion forever, but that's what they decided, that's what they shouted just before we ended segregation, because it was so horrible. Abortion is a crime against humanity, and it's time to end it in America.
Alan, we've gone to such extremes. I mean, abortion is bad enough, but the fact that of what happened with David DeLayden, who caught the abortionists on tape, the executives from Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is illegal, nothing happened to them. David DeLayden ends up in jail. His I think his attorney fees are probably about $250,000 and growing as of this point as he continues to defend himself. This is how crazy and insane this has become. And now you've got states, you know, for those women that, you know, want to continue on with an abortion, you know, those states, they'll go to those states, and some will offer a third trimester, in fact, even post-birth abortion. It's amazing. I mean, the very thing that Kermit Gosnell said that he would be exonerated for is the very thing that we start to see unravel, even though we saw that that Gosnell movie and witnessed the evidence of what was displayed, you know, with just some of the horrors of abortion.
Yes, it is terrible, and there may be people in your audience who have men and women who participated in abortion, and we have to recognize that it is murder, but it's not the unforgivable sin. In God's eyes, it's a terrible sin, but there is abortion recovery programs across the country. Our website, thejusticefoundation.org, under our Operation Outcry tab, which is men and women telling their stories to the court, we can refer people to both secular and non-secular healing programs. When you confess the sin, God will forgive the sin, and you can be free. And so many of the women of Operation Outcry have started their own ministries. They don't want to see other women hurt by abortion. And those who've had it, they need to be set free from the chains and the slavery of death. It's almost like a covenant with death. Mm-hmm. It's the only murder in America that occurs inside a woman's body.
Exactly. Alan Parker has been with us. Alan, thank you so much.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.